Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Full of gratitude, and that keeps me blessed.
That's right. That's right. And you know, we're going to actually, you come from humble beginnings. You know, your journey as a professional makeup artist began in 2001 with Black Opal Cosmetics and Iman, who I absolutely love, Iman. She's one of my favorites. But was your focus initially to educate African-American women, you know, on the proper shades and cosmetic selections when you began?
I just saw in our, well, not even in our industry, but our community, like there, we lacked in the beauty area. You know, like you can go across the train tracks or go somewhere else and you can walk into Saks and Nordstrom's and the high-end department stores and actually look at the white women and they have these images or whatever the case may be. But in our community, I don't know where it is. You know, like everybody, to me, just in my opinion, everybody got comfortable and didn't think that certain things were a necessity. And, you know, like I always tell everybody on a regular basis, like the art form of a lady isn't practiced anymore. Before, you know, you had those little boarding schools that you would go to or those, you know, grooming schools to teach you, you know, proper applications and not even just in makeup, but to how to hold your fork and spoon properly and how to cross your legs and how to exit a car. And, you know, we don't have those things anymore. So with me, you know, I've always practiced that art form, you know, like I know that it is a true art. Like you have to study and maintain, you know, proper prim and pose as to being a lady, not just a girl, not just, you know, a female, whatever the case may be. So I just, you know, do whatever I can and a little bit of knowledge that I do have to give that back to our community. So with whatever it is that I could help, it would just so happen to be in the beauty industry. People will compliment me off my skin or the way I smelled or the way I walked or, you know, my smile or the way I hold a fork. You know, like it was just the simplest things. Right. So I was just like, okay, you know, what can I do to actually give back to the community or give back to my women? Or here, let me show you how to do things correctly. Because it would frustrate me.
Right.
You know, like, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And it's not like that women didn't want to know. Right. It's just like women didn't want to know, but they've never been taught the correct way. So I just do what I can.
Right.
And if you want to listen, listen. If you don't, don't.
Okay. You know, and that's a valid point that you mentioned because I often hear, like, my son, you know, he'll be talking with his friends, and he's a teenager and he's in high school. And, you know, he'll often say to me, you know, Mom, you know, I'm dating this girl, you know, and you know, he'll tell me, he says, I don't know what it is. He says, most of the black girls at my school, he says, you know, they go to school, and he's saying that they don't keep themselves up, or he says, you know, they just kind of go to school, and their hair looking any kind of way or whatever, but he was just kind of, you know, I guess in effect just not proud of that, you know, and that's something I feel you're right. It starts at home. It starts something that you really do have to teach, you know, because, he said it. He says, Mom, he says, I don't know what it is. He said, the black girls that I've run into, he says, there's a few of them that are on point, but he said that they don't take, you know, that extra time to groom and to, you know what I mean, to look proud. And so especially with us having delicate skin, and I'd love to get into that a little later, but we do have special needs. We do have to take care of, you know, when it comes to, you know, having that image of pride and taking care of yourself. So tonight, definitely, this is so important because Brown Sugar Radio, granted, we do have a diverse group of listeners, but primarily the show is focused on the African-American community. And so a lot of the questions I received via email actually came from African-American women. Now, Iman, she's one of my favorite models, as I mentioned earlier, and businesswomen, and I noticed you had worked with her cosmetic line. Had you had the opportunity to actually work with her and create a look for, like, any special guest appearances she may have had?
Not as of yet. Like, not as of yet. That's on one of my bucket list things to do before, you know, the end of my life. Like, I definitely want the chance or the opportunity to actually work with her or her head makeup artist or whatever the case may be in order to create certain looks or, you know, possibly an ad campaign or whatever the case may be. I would love to. But Sam Fine is her immediate makeup artist on a regular basis, and I would love for the opportunity to assist him or whatever the case may be, because they're
her
both
bone
amazing,
structure
amazing.
Is amazing, isn't it? I mean, just knockout gorgeous.
Yes, definitely.
You know, beautiful. Yeah, she does. She just has it. And speaking of, like, being an artist, you know, when you see different face shapes, you know, rather it's oval or round or whatever you're working with. You know, the myth, and you can answer this for me, has always been that oval shapes are the easiest to work with. Is that true, or does it not really matter? If you're a true artist, you can work with any face
shape. I believe if you're a true artist, you can literally work with anything. There isn't nothing that you can't accomplish. You know, sometimes you struggle with certain things, but shapes, especially eye shapes or nose shapes or anything like that, that's what we do. You know, we create the things that we enhance the things that are there naturally. So,
right.
You know, I've never had a problem with a face shape or eye shape or anything like that.
Okay. Now, you're based in Atlanta. However, I've seen that you've been flown, you know, in and constantly traveling all over the world for work. Do you have a regional preference where you enjoy working at?
Honestly, no. Like, I love every single area, like from Dallas, where the rich white women with the big blonde hair and the Texas accents and the biscuits.
I know
breakfast.
That's right.
I love them because they're so, you know, outside the box. It's just like, no, I need more blushing. You know, they like the big lashes and the big hair and things like that, as opposed to New York, where you can kind of go outside the box and get a lot more creative as far as the colors. I can put a simple eyeliner on you with a lime green metallic lip. You know, like, they're not afraid to expand their horizons and, you know, be a little bit more creative and artsy in that aspect with their makeup, as opposed to L.A., where everything's just pretty structured. Everybody just loves to be bronze all the time. They just love to be really pretty and bronzy and sun-kissed all the time. But, you know, definitely different regions. And I think that it's that way in L.A. just because there are no seasons. You know, like, think about it. Like, you don't transition from spring to winter to summer. It's pretty much the same all year round. So I'm sure that actually factors into the makeup applications on the people as well. So it just varies. Like, I love going any and everywhere as opposed to Europe and overseas. They're really out the box when it comes down to makeup, and they're very creative.
Yeah,
they're like 5 to 10 years
fun.
Ahead.
They are. They're certainly not, you know, closed-minded when you come to Europe. I mean, even when you see their fashion shows, you know, just their whole mindset of trends and fashion, everything is just at a totally different level. So I feel you on that.
Definitely, like, definitely. I mean, just simple things, you know, you go into a department store or even just a little small boutique, there are no dressing rooms. People will sit there and take off their clothes right there in front of you, and there is no shyness when it comes down to that.
No shame.
I love it. Like, I absolutely love their freeness. I love it.
Okay.
You know, just the fact that they just do not care, and they, you know, there's more important things to worry about than a little bit of nudity. They embrace beauty in every way, shape, or form, every single crease in your body to every single hair on your chin. Like, they embrace beauty in every way, shape, or form. So I love Europe for that.
I know that's right. And you know, you're so passionate about what you do, Tierra, and I can hear the inspiration in your voice, you know. And I want to ask you, what is it from childhood, you know, that ignited this interest in a rewarding career, you know, as a beauty and skincare consultant or, you know, professional artist?
Honestly, I have no idea. I'm a Pisces, so if anybody knows anything about Zodiac.
Oh, I'm a Pisces too, hey!
So you can definitely relate to just that dreaminess and that oneness, and we're really, really in tune with our senses. So I literally go off of
dreamers.
I'll wake up in the morning and maybe I'll feel like rain boots, some shorts, and a thermal that day or the next day. You know, like, it's all about how we feel. And I have degrees in anthropology and criminal justice, so I planned on going into the forensic scientist type field. But being in a lab all day and not actually having that people interaction or, you know, that give or take type thing, like, that kind of did something to me. That was kind of taking a toll on just the person that I am, and I felt like I couldn't really express my creativity, or, you know, I didn't know what it was that was in there. I just knew that it was something else that I had to do. So I would pick up little part-time jobs, you know, like at a fitness facility, like a 24-hour fitness or LA Fitness or something like that, and just so I could still have that people interaction. You know, so I would have two jobs, things like that. And literally, I just started, my dad is a professional makeup artist. So I had a huge collection. Yeah. So he's always lived in Atlanta.
Look at that.
I'm from Ohio.
Okay, so y'all keep it in the family.
Right, right. It had to have been genetics or something, just that creativity. So I always had a whole bunch of products, just didn't know how to use it. So I kind of self-taught myself, and people started paying me. And it just took off from there. Like, I had no idea. I never would have thought that it would got to this magnitude to what it actually is, but I'm very grateful. Like, I wake up on a regular basis like, wow. Like, I don't punch nobody's car.
Yeah.
It's been this way for 3-4 years. Like, wow.
What was your first big break, Tierra, when you actually, you know, realized, like, wow, this is really the level of success that I am, you know, that I've worked so hard to achieve? What was that big break for you?
Let me see. My first super big break, when someone actually recognized my talent and loved it, was with Francesca Tolot. She is Beyonce's go-to, like, number one makeup artist. She's from Italy. So she's very, 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 very Italian. She doesn't even live in the U.S. at all. She literally will fly overseas to do whatever it is Beyonce needs her to do. But she and I were working backstage, and I had no idea who she was or anything like that. But we were working backstage and kind of, you know, meshed very well. And, you know, it's very competitive in this industry. People are very territorial over their, you know, space or their skill and their crafts and things like that. So it was one of those type things where she looked over and she recognized, and she was just like, you are an awesome person. And I was just like, thank you so much. You know, like, you a coat, you know, like, do you need anything? And, you know, throughout the course of the day, we were just working. And then she asked me, you know, to assist her with the job in the next couple of weeks. And in those next couple of weeks was, like, Beyonce's D-Day album, where she did the videos for every single, I think it was the B-Day album, where she did videos for every single song.
Right.
And I was her assisting makeup artist with that entire project.
Wow.
So just she felt comfortable enough to trust me and to put me in, you know, that area just off of my energy and just off the person that I was alone. You know, like, she was watching me without me even knowing. And
that was
my first major, major break.
Were you nervous working on Beyonce? I know you're thinking, like, wow, this is huge. I know that this is a great opportunity. You know what I mean? Did the nerves kick in, or were you just like, I'm going to work this?
Not at all. Like, not at all. Like, not even a little bit. Like, those little butterflies and stuff that you're supposed to get in your stomach.
Right.
No. And they gave me, like, two of the videos, they gave me complete creative control over it. So I had the opportunity to create the entire look. And it was just like, hold on. Like, wow. And then to see
which
video
was this year?
Was Kitty Cat. I was responsible for the cheetah eye. And
you did that. That was beautiful. Yes, I remember that because she actually had that at her concert. She flashed it. Remember when she did the slideshow?
Yeah.
And she showed the cheetah eye. I said, man, whoever did that was awesome. And it was you, girl. You're so head now.
It was me. And what was the other one? The Doing What You Want To? Green Light. You got the green light? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. So that was that. And then I had a little bit to do with the Why Don't You Love Me video.
Okay,
so,
yep. I like that one, too. Just so creative. You know, how does your creativity begin? Like, you know, when you have a look, do you, for videos, for instance, do you kind of feel the song out, or is it just you don't know what you're going to do, and that moment you get there, you begin your creativeness?
It is honestly a combination of everybody else. It's the whole team that actually creates the look that allows me to do whatever it is that I do, because I can't go off of a look if the hair isn't right. So I have to see what vision that the hair person has and see the vision that the wardrobe person has and then see the direction that the director has. You know, like, what is it that everybody else is feeling first before I can interpret anything? Because usually makeup's the very last thing that you even go into. So it's just like, okay, you know, let me see someone else's visions first, and then let me try to put my spin on it.
Okay. So the makeup is the last thing. All right, so you educating us, letting us know what happens behind things. We don't know.
First, they need to know what needs to be wardrobe. You know, well, first it has to be the look that the director actually wants. And then they go to wardrobe, and then hair, and then makeup.
Wow. Look at that. And so I think that, you know, that was something that we've learned tonight, because I often wondered how did production go about, you know, behind stage, how do they put everything together? So it's just amazing to hear this, you know, and how you allow, you know, just the whole team to come together, like, you know, like one. So that's interesting.
Definitely. It's definitely the whole team. Like the artists, I honestly feel would not be nothing without their glam teams behind them, without their production teams, but their glam teams, because we're the ones that really, truly create the image.
Absolutely. I agree. Speaking of image, I also want to congratulate you, Tierra, on your success as the CEO and glam specialist of the brand Makeup by Tierra. And how can you share, you know, with upcoming makeup artists breaking into the industry now to pursue their dreams, you know, because as you mentioned earlier, this is a very competitive field.
Definitely. It's definitely competitive, especially where I reside. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, so everyone is pretty much out for self down there. But honestly, like for any up-and-coming makeup artists or anyone who actually, even hairstylists or wardrobe stylists, definitely research. The first thing that I have to say is research your field. Like, research whatever it is that you want to do and where you want to go with it. If you're moving to a different city and it's something that you want to pursue, find out who the makeup artists are that you'll be competing against, or who are the ones that you could possibly go in and learn something from, intern, help out, be an assistant. You know, like, even as successful as I am within my makeup career, I still go and assist whomever it is that actually needs me to assist. You know, like, I stay humble, and I'm never bigger than the name or the brand or anything like that. So definitely research everything it is. You know, start learning the pictures. Sometimes on my off days and things where I have nothing, absolutely nothing to do, I'll go to the mall and literally play in the makeup counters. I learn of different formulas and what works for what and what goes good on TV and all that type of stuff. So you definitely just have to research whatever it is that you're trying to do before you do it. Don't just jump into it head forward, because then that'll insult everybody around. Then you'll get blackballed in the industry, and then it's just over from there.
Okay. Okay, and we definitely don't want that to happen, y'all, okay? Wow. I mean, this is so awesome, and definitely I want for all of my listeners that are, in, you know, certainly on the road to become a makeup artist or skincare specialist, take heed to this advice, because these are words of wisdom, you know, from a powerhouse in her own right who's doing some great things in the beauty and skincare industry. And so tonight, like I said, the second half of this segment, we are going to allow Tierra to share some holiday beauty tips. Those of you who are joining us in the chat, I want to welcome you, all the brand-new listeners, to Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for joining us. I want to encourage you also to create a user account. It's complimentary. Lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, so you'll be noticed when we have hot and upcoming shows such as the one tonight. And so, Tierra, now before we go to our commercial break, I want to ask you a couple more questions, because this is fascinating to me as far as the various different avenues that you can share your talent. And you've been featured in Rolling Stone, Jet Magazine, Atlanta Women, just to name a few, who have all displayed your brilliant talent as an elite makeup artist in the business. What are some of the pros and cons of working in print versus a video shoot?
Videos, like the cons of videos are they're so extensive. They're usually over 13-hour days. They usually exceed 13 hours before the production is actually
finished.
Yeah, so it's a lot of work. It's a lot. You're hurting, you're sweating, you feel funky at the end of the day.
Okay.
Feet are tangled. You're hungry, over caffeinated. It's just
it's not worth it.
Any sort. Right. Sometimes it's just like, yeah, this just is not worth it, but that's one of the cons. That's, like, the only negative thing that I would have to say about videos. Now, print work is usually straight and forward to the point. And I like print work because usually the photographer has a computer or whatever the case may be, so you can actually see right then and there. So you can go in and correct the work and, you know, if you put a little bit too much blusher on or, you know, if there's something that you actually need to correct, you can go in right then and there. So print work is a lot more relaxed, unless it's a high profile designer ad campaign. That's usually the only time that it's not. A little bit more
right.
pressure is but you know.
uh-huh.
But outside of that, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Now, I also noticed you were recognized and had the opportunity to be featured on the Bravo Network. Tell us about that experience.
I worked on the first season of the Housewives of Atlanta. And, you know, I assisted my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful makeup mentor, Miss Toni Acey. She is the go-to makeup artist in Atlanta, Georgia. She specializes in airbrush. So she basically gave me the opportunity to work, you know, in the first season with Bravo and the Housewives. So since then, you know, Bravo's called me a few more times for different events or different things that they may have had and things like that. I love Bravo. They're a great network to work for.
And that sounds like it's something that's going to be ongoing because they're continually calling you back. So, I mean, that's going to be a residual income for you. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
Girl, you know it is. You're so talented. This sister here is bad to the bone. We are on the line with Tierra Burrell. Sister is moving, is shaking, got some great things happening all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. She is handling it. And so for those of you who want to learn some beauty tips, definitely keep it locked and loaded on your premier choice in internet radio. We are going to take a brief commercial break, so do not click that mouse because we are certainly going to be right back. All right, keep it locked.
Yeah, baby, it's your boy Jay Blue, Young Hollywood Society. Stand up, the West Coast Prince of R&B is here.
I met her at the club, met her at the club. There was love, there was love. I took her to the crib, and you know I could. I overheard little shawty talk about she need that. Need for me to beat that. So I put my drumstick on a little hi-hat. Shook the pit bull on the little skirt, yeah. Yeah, now I'm calling a taxi. Putting you in the backseat. You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get out of here, yeah. And she like that, get used to jerk. And I'm like, so what, I put in work. Soon as she starts stretching and yawning, oh no, no, she don't. She like, I'ma just stay till the morning, oh no, you won't.
I met her at the club. Yeah, we skipping the restaurant. Then I bang, titty bang that headboard.
Hey.
Hope the neighbors don't tell my landlord. No, just keep doing what you do. Girl, tomorrow you might see it on YouTube. Let me grab your shoes and blouse, girl, cause it's the end of the night.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your time and effort, girl. Thanks for coming by. Right before you start stretching and yawning. Oh, no, no, you don't. Hope you don't think you're staying here till the morning. Oh, no, you won't.
I'm at a red
club.
this is Gino, Latin Bird.
On Brown Sugar Radio.
This is B-Swells on Brown Sugar Radio. Radio, 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 radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? This is Troy Taylor, Songbook Entertainment, and I got my man, Trey Songz.
Yup. You know what it is, baby. We chilling right here on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. You know I need a girl.
Come on, man. Here's something for him.
Baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl. So come on, pretty lady, won't you holler back? I need a girl.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had? So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Should I have my tattoo removed? Want to see my shiny new shoes? Should I just sell shoes? Shiny new shoes? Or should I tell you, I am not a role model. Hi, Chuck. Seriously, what should I do? Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser? Did it for the money? Ring? Should I be who you want me to be? Should I accept my role as a villain? Maybe I should just disappear. Should I stop listening to my friends? They're my friends. Should I try acting?
Just gotta deal with the heat, man. Be patient. After a while, the temperature drops. And everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down?
Uh-huh.
Should I make you laugh?
Should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the deck and start over? Coming through here! What should I do? Should I be who you want me to be?
All right, you guys. So we are back. And we are in action with Tierra Burrell, our special guest for the evening. And this second segment, I want for all of you to certainly direct your questions in the chat box. For those of you who have a beauty or skincare question, certainly we will answer that for you. And so, Tierra, like I said, once again, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I am so thrilled to have you tonight as you are joining us and my listeners.
And I am honored. Thank you all for having me in your special room, in your time, and, you know, everyone that's actually tuning in. I definitely appreciate the love and the support and the warmth that I'm feeling from everyone right now.
Absolutely. You know, one thing, I'm going to get to the email questions in just a sec, but I'd like to start it off. Many of you know Thanksgiving is just a couple of days away, and then we have Christmas and New Year's. And this is a time where we have a lot of, you know, special occasions, parties, things of that nature. And so can you share with my listeners tonight some of the hottest beauty trends for this season?
Let's see. It's fall. So literally everything's all about the warmth and warm colors, especially with Thanksgiving around the corner. When it comes down to beauty tips and things like that, literally, like the easiest thing for women to do to base however they're feeling or whatever makeup trends they may or may not think is in style, all you have to do is look outside. Literally, look outside, look at the trees, look at the sky, look at, you know, the colors on the ground, look at how the raindrops are coming, look at the fashions, things like that, and see what colors actually stand out the most. Since it's autumn in some parts of the country, since it's autumn, you know, you have your warm browns, you have your oranges, you have your reds, you have your mustard yellows. So when it comes down to your makeup, literally try to mimic the season. And that's like the easiest tip that I could possibly give anyone is to go ahead and step outside your box and wear that warm, you know, copper color lipstick or the bronzy color eyeshadow. Or, you know, go ahead and step out later on at night or sometimes throughout the day. Go ahead and bust out a red lip, you know, like, but with women of color especially, we have those natural undertones in our skin. So we already have colors to work with. So it shouldn't be that hard or that complicated to try to figure out what it is or, you know, what's right and what's wrong. There are no rules to makeup. That's what I said. It's all about a feeling, and it's all about the mood that you're in. If you're feeling gray and down, go ahead and put on some black eyeliner and a dark color plum lip. Like, go with how you feel when it comes down to it. If you're feeling basic, go with something, you know, pretty neutral, pretty pearly and pinks and things like that. So it's all about how you feel that day.
I know that's right. And that's so important, you know, to make sure you have the confidence to rock it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Also,
and if
you
don't
glitter
have
been a thing I wanted to ask you about, Tierra. I've seen just that glitter that people put on. They put it on their bodies. They put the shimmers, you know, the eyelashes and all that. What are your recommendations as far as glitter and New Year's, you know, Christmas parties, things of that nature?
Honestly, I'm
See,
so
look,
tired
you
of
You already
seeing,
thinking, girl, hot mess.
Hot mess. I am tired of seeing do-it-yourself glitters. Like, glitters are not the business. Like, that is not something that anyone should be doing at home. Some things you need to leave to the professionals, you know, like some things
okay.
go outside of yourself in order to do. You cannot do it all.
I know that's right, girl. Okay. She's like, look, don't mess with the glitter now.
Exactly.
If you are not skilled in that area. Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
That's funny.
I definitely say when you really want to wear glitter, one thing is shimmer. Another thing is glitter. So glitter, you leave to the professional. Shimmer, you can go ahead and brush that on out yourself. It is a difference.
Okay. I know that's right. She's keeping it 100 with us. And y'all know Brown Sugar Radio is raw and uncut, so I say it all the time. We keep it 100 in here. Oh, that's funny. Now, this is a question from a listener, and you've answered it a bit with as far as what colors you see and with African-American women, you know, especially, you know, with the foundation. Sometimes I know you've seen it where their skin looks ashy or they have problems with it not actually looking as natural as it should, you know. What, for wintertime, would you recommend the creams or the powders? You know, they have so many different types of foundations. They have liquids. What is a preference that works best with this time of year?
In the wintertime, like, honestly, the reason why there are so many different formula foundations, you have your creams, you have your liquids, you have your powders, and that's pretty much it. So you usually have one of those three in the genres as far as foundations. Literally, it depends on the skin type, whatever it is that you actually need. It depends on the skin type, and it depends on the coverage. So usually to fix that ashy problem that people usually have whenever they look ashy or something like that, they have on a powder. A quick fix for that is women of color especially, we don't really find the importance of using a moisturizer up underneath everything. Moisturizer is the key to our elasticity in our skin. It's the key to our youth. It's the key to our skin naturally regenerating and, you know, feeding itself. So definitely in order to eliminate that ashy type color when you're applying your foundation, go ahead and put a moisturizer on up underneath it. And when I say moisturizer, I am not, I repeat, not. I want everybody to hear the bass in my voice and the way my octave just changed. I am not talking about body lotion. Body lotion is not moisturizer.
Well, speak to them, okay?
Exactly.
Don't put no cocoa
like,
butter on your face, y'all, okay?
I'm so bad.
No Target body lotion.
Exactly. If I go to hug someone and you're smelling like Palmer's, I'm like, are you kidding me? Just on your face. People don't understand,
oh,
like,
wow.
The different type of skin than your elbows and your feet and your knees and
right.
your legs. Like, it's a different type of skin. So why would
That's
you apply
right.
the same thing, you know, up there? So definitely go and start looking at moisturizers, ladies, and learning the importance of moisturizer and, you know, keeping your skin. I'm pretty sure your grandma probably still has that old bottle of Oil of Olay moisturizer that she uses every night before bedtime or whatever the case may be. She knew the importance. And that's what I say when it comes down to beauty tips. Like, think about what the old folks did back in the days. And that can go beyond makeup tips. That's, you know, what I mean, relationships, that's marriages, all that type of stuff. That's food, that's healthiness. think about what they did back then and then start applying some of their rules.
That's true.
Definitely.
You know, now, what cosmetic brands do you feel complement African-American women's skin best?
With skin, foundations, concealers, things like that, I love Bobbi Brown. Bobbi Brown's very, very moisturized. It's moisture-rich. It has a SPF in just about every single formula foundation that they actually have. So I love Bobbi Brown foundation.
Okay. And then as far as, like, lipsticks, eyeshadows, you know, across the board, what would you say are your top three favorite brands?
Top three favorite brands eyeshadows. Number one would have to be Urban Decay. Number two would have to be NARS. And number three eyeshadow, honestly, like, I am really falling in love with those little kiosks in the mall with the Micabella cosmetics. I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with those, but they're becoming very, very popular, just, you know, like literally like in the middle of a lot of malls. And I'm not sure if it's just a Georgia thing or if they're, you know, spreading out, but I love their eyeshadows and their pigments and things like that. They come in a very loose powder, and with that loose powder, you're able to do a lot more with the actual product as opposed to just an eyeshadow or just a blush or things like that. So I definitely love the fact that you can multi-use a lot of their products. So Urban Decay, just because they're very, very rich in color, like what you see in the palette or whatever the case may be, is what you get. The same with NARS. They're a little bit more on the expensive end, but it's definitely quality. You will... I'm all about quality as opposed to quantity. But then, you know, you can go into your random beauty supply and get the little dollar NYX little eyeshadows, and those work just as good. It's all about trial and error.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was going to be my next question, actually, as far as with skincare, you know, because we're in the winter months, as I mentioned earlier, and you know, your skin, you only have, you know, one, you know, chance to really, you know what I mean, take good care of it, because as you get older, it's going to be hard to reverse a lot of these aging effects if we don't use a quality skincare regimen, you know. So with that said, you know, quality over quantity, you know, when it comes to your skin, do you really recommend that we take the time to invest, you know, in a top-notch brand, or does it really not matter as long as you're consistent?
Right, it doesn't matter as long as you're consistent. Some people, you know, Vaseline works wonders on their skin. I wouldn't do it, but it works great for them. You know, like, so literally, you know, stay consistent in whatever it is that you're doing. If you don't use anything, start. You're going to be upset when, yeah, it looks good right now and it looks good for the time being, but as you age and as you grow older, you know, you want to definitely maintain that beauty, and it starts now. You know, like, it really, really starts now, and it also starts from the inside out. So if you're putting poison in your body, it's going to reflect. It's going to come out. It's not your period, ladies. It's not. And you need to stop using that as an excuse. Like, oh, yeah, I broke out because of my period. No, your period probably has a little bit to do with it, but it's probably those three Pepsis that you drank all day long as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of the... understand the importance of water and, you know, good vitamins and a good skincare regimen and all that type of stuff. Don't wait until if you're older and it's too late and you have some sort of skin disease and things like that, and stuff that could have been prevented. You know, I'm all about preventable care, so take vitamins on a regular basis. You know, like, I'm vegan, vegetarian, so, you know, all that type of stuff factors into the way that I look on a regular basis, so... You know, like, let's go ahead and let's help the community in every way, shape, or form, and it has to start from the inside out.
That's it. You know, you're absolutely right as far as detoxing the body and making sure that we take care of ourselves, eating right, exercising, all that, getting, you know, the appropriate amount of rest. All these are factors. One of the questions I received as far as anti-aging skincare products, what are some products you would recommend for that? I understand you've answered a majority of it as far as with water and making sure you take care of your body on the inside out, but as far as externally, what products would you recommend?
Honestly, I have no idea. I've never even played with any type of anti-aging, or I haven't even tried anything. If I see, let's say I have a bride, and her wedding is a month from now, and I realize, you know, she has a skincare problem or has been breaking out or whatever the case may be, I'll put her on a 30-day vitamin regimen in order to, you know, flip some things around as opposed to applying a cream that I don't know if it's going to, you know, like I'm anti-medicine and stuff as well. So the pharmaceutical industry, it's nothing for me. So I don't know how to, you know, like go and find a cream or whatever. Okay, I don't know those quick fixes. You know, like I said, I take it back to the basics and what the grandma and things used to do. So I know how to change your skin in 30 days. If you listen properly, like I tell them, if you listen properly and do exactly what I say within the 30 days, you'll definitely see a difference. People, you know, nowadays it's all about convenience and quick fixes and things like that. So, you know, people don't want to put forth the effort or anything of anything anymore. So that's the easy thing. That's the easiest possible thing that I can do. There is no anti-age anything, especially when you drink 3 Pepsis a day and you eat proper. I mean, horrible. So if you eat horrible, it's like horrible results. And that's it.
That's good. I have a question in the chat box for you, actually two. One of them's from Beautiful Butterfly. She wants to know, what kind of makeup would you recommend for people with sensitive skin?
As far as, like, skincare stuff, I would say literally sensitive skin. What do I use on sensitive skin? It's all about, one, the cleanliness of the brushes and the application and stuff that you're actually applying the product. But then there is a skincare line called Fresh. And Fresh is bought, you can buy that in Sephora or Ulta or any other little beauty place like that that has like specialty products, or even online. I'm not sure the website, but they have everything, and that's very for really, really, really sensitive skin. But usually with sensitive skin, I try to cure the skin, and that's by using, you know, the proper moisturizers and hydrocortisone creams or whatever the case may be in order to keep that down. But usually I haven't had a problem with anyone having a breakout or super sensitive skin or having a reaction to the products or anything that I've used. So I stick with Bobbi Brown. Someone needs to let me know if they're, like, deathly allergic to nuts or something like that. But outside of that, I don't. Yeah, it's all about the skincare.
Okay. It is. You're right. You know, you have to make sure your skin is, you know, taken care of first. You can't cover it up with the makeup. And you see that a lot, usually with teenagers, you know, when they're going through the adolescent stage, and they're breaking out, and they try to cover up their breakouts with, you know, a ton of foundation, and it just doesn't look good at all. So,
exactly.
You know, that's important. Yeah, that is very important that you are stressing the importance of having healthy, beautiful skin first, you know. The next question I have is from Raquel from Las Vegas. She wants to know, do you know of any natural remedies to reverse damaged conditions of the skin?
Definitely, Raquel. The key. Okay, apple cider vinegar. And I'm super holistic, so when it comes down to these type of things, like, I can take you down to the root of the root of the root of what you can do. So if you have, you know, problematic skin or whatever the case may be, apple cider vinegar is, like, the key multiple cure to so many different things. Even if you went ahead and Google health benefits of apple cider vinegar, you'd be amazed all the different things that would actually pop up. So whenever I have someone that has acne-prone skin or, you know, maybe a little dry or whatever the case may be, like I said, that's something on the inside that's coming out. So that apple cider vinegar definitely, definitely will be a cure-all to just about everything. You have to take it in a liquid form, take it like a shot in a little shot glass, take a shot in the morning, take a shot at night, do that for 30 days, follow it up with 8 ounces of water because it's going to burn. It's vinegar. So it's going to burn. It's nasty. It's not meant for the taste at all. But if you really, really want good results from your skin, definitely try that. And then throughout the course of the day, I say take fish oil. Fish oil comes in little tablets or, you know, tablets or whatever case may be. You can buy them at Target, Walgreens, CVS. Get the highest potency of those. Take 3 of them a day, and you would be amazed the results of what you would see your skin. 30 days.
Wow, look at that. You are full of so much information. Girl, you are truly blessing my listeners tonight. You're getting positive feedback in the chat room. And, you know, I think that that's awesome that you are really helping so many, you know, wonderful people that have been struggling, you know, with just simple solutions such as this. And so that's very inspirational to hear that. And so the last point I want to mention, because I promised you I wouldn't keep you long, but we have certainly been enjoying you tonight,
The eyelashes, that's the thing that's really been popping here lately. Granted, as a makeup artist, I'm sure it's been around forever, but it just seems like it's more common now for the at-home people, you know, that want to do their own thing now. And they have it in the Chinese beauty salons. I mean, just everywhere you go, every, you know, market you could possibly imagine where they have the extensions now. And
yes,
it's made a big wave in the beauty industry. Do you recommend the individual or the strips to work better for someone
the
that's
strips
at home doing it?
The strips. I do not. I don't even do individual eyelashes at all. Like, I won't even put that practice out there, one, because I'm a germaphobe. I'm a super, super germaphobe. Individual eyelashes to me, and I feel very strong about this. Like, yes, people don't know how to put their lashes on a daily basis or whatever case may be. But when you put on individual eyelashes, you cannot wash your face. You cannot wash your eyes properly. The purpose of us having eyelashes, period, is to catch all of that dirt, all the excess, all that type of stuff before it actually enters our eye. If we're not able to wipe any of that off, then that's when you're prone to sties and you're prone to whatever the case may be when it actually comes back down to your eyes because you can't wash your face properly. So why would you put something on your face that you already know it's meant to absorb toxic waste coming from the air and then not wash it off?
Right.
That's just reusing the same toilet paper for a week and a half straight. That's
right.
Disgusting. You know, like it's flat out
yeah.
disgusting. So whoever does it, to each its own, but you will never sit in my chair. I would never
okay.
recommend
it. And you know what? I was reading that about you, how you are very clean. You make sure that you practice hygiene and just making sure that everything is on point. And you know, I think as a makeup artist, that is something very, very important, you know, that you practice that because, you know, you're right, all different kind of eye infections and all kind of stuff will be popping off
exactly.
if you weren't sanitary.
Okay. Then you walk around with death and ammonia stars wanting a pill to cure everything all because you was trying to be cute and have on some individual eyelashes for a week. Like,
you know,
come on. That don't make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, I just, you know, our time has come to an end and I just don't want to let you go because you've just been so informative tonight, but, you know, time sure does fly when you're having fun. And so before
Definitely.
You go, certainly give us your website, Tierra, for those that would love to either have the opportunity to gain more information, you know, from you or book you for upcoming events. Whatever is the case, certainly if you want to give your contact information now.
Please. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and I hope I was helpful throughout the entire night. You can reach me at you can reach me at TierraVarell.com. You can reach me at MakeupByTierra.com, and on that website, you can actually book me straight from that website. So it's a whole executive team behind me that, you know, handles all of my stuff. So literally, I'll just show up and I'll be the artist. I'm there for movies, for weddings, for proms, for whatever special occasion that you could possibly need. You can follow me on Twitter at makeupbytierra.com, and my name is spelled T-I-E-R-R-A, and please don't judge me based off of Twitter. I'm super, super random, and as you see, I say whatever it is that I feel.
Okay, but
so,
you that's true. I ain't mad at you, girl. You just raw and uncut. You feel me? We can see the sincerity, though, in your heart, and you're a good person, Tierra, and just continue to keep doing the wonderful things you're doing. You have been an inspiration to me and countless women, you know, across the world, and you're welcome back anytime on Brown Sugar Radio, all right, because you have enlightened us tonight.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you so much for sharing your time and your space with me. I definitely appreciate it.
Anytime, anytime. So you guys definitely make sure you follow her, add her, tweet her, all that good stuff, because Tierra Varell is on the move. So thank you so much, Tierra, and you have a fantastic evening.
You do the same, sweetie. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. So much love to Tierra and her team. I got to give a big shout-out to her publicist. Her publicist is an outstanding woman. Just well, her team is just so tight and put together very well. And so definitely make sure that y'all continue to show Tierra some love and make sure that you check out her website. Because, matter of fact, if you look on our page, you'll see the spiders, the young lady that has the blue make the eyeshadow, and she has the spiders that are on her face there. She created that entire look, and, I mean, it's just awesome, you know, very awesome, very talented young lady. I should have asked her, when is she coming out to Vegas? We need her out here on the West Coast of Vegas to do some things, but certainly you can, those of you who are listening to the archive segment, you can hit that rewind button and check out her sites if you didn't get it earlier. All the beauty tips and different information that you received, make sure that you guys continue to learn as much as you can, because she is just an outstanding woman and just doing some great things. So also keep it locked, because we have on Monday, the 29th, I'm really excited, we have the phenomenal Rosa Lee Brooks, who will be appearing on Brown Sugar Radio. Rosa Lee Brooks was Jimi Hendrix's love interest and partner. She's going to make it do what it do on Monday the 29th. Y'all know we ordinarily don't have shows on Monday. However, I decided to do this special show because Jimi Hendrix's birthday is on the 27th of November. And so we are going to be celebrating his life and times, as well as his fourth box CD set that's going to be released. Rosa does have two song selections that are featured on this Hot Bot Sex single, and so I want to show her some love as she reminisces and shares with us some wonderful memories, you know, that she embarked upon while her and Jimmy were an item. Also, too, on the 30th of November, we have Michael Walton, who is a track star and has a strong foundation. He's doing some awesome things in his community. And you know what's real special about this young man? He was my high school classmate. So we got to make sure y'all come through. Your Yakota High, y'all, I want y'all in the house on Brown Sugar Radio. We got to be full force. Make sure that y'all support Michael Walton as he appears on Brown Sugar Radio on the 30th. So we just got some great things coming up. And, you know, mark your calendar, all right? Now, Thanksgiving will be here in 2 days. 2 days. Wow, where did this year go? 2010 has just been amazing to me. I mean, this is crazy. I have always looked at the number 10 as a number of full circle, you know, and just coming around as a whole. And so this year has flown by. A lot of good things have happened. Some sad things have happened also. But, I mean, with every stumbling block, certainly comes a stepping stone. And so you live and you learn, you grow. And, you know, I'm just really enjoying the space that I'm at right now in life. And continue to follow me on Twitter. Many of you know that it's Brown Sugar Radio. You can add it in the search bar or Google Brown Sugar Radio on Facebook. Also, too, on Twitter. Y'all know it's Twitter. /Brown Sugar, SUGA Radio. Check it out. Tune in. MySpace, we have Brown Sugar in Vegas. If you guys want to also, for those of you who still use your MySpace page, you can go there as well and see some wonderful things that are happening, various events that I'm promoting for the show. And so certainly those of you who are guests, I see we have a tremendous amount of new listeners tonight. You don't have to remain anonymous. You can log into Brown Sugar Radio, and you can be identified, okay? I want to encourage you once again to please create a user account. It's complimentary, and you can lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. So you'll be notified when we have these awesome shows, all right? We're going to have a lot of special segments with the holidays coming up, so this is why it's important. We're not going to have the ordinarily Tuesday and Thursdays. I may have a Wednesday or a Friday show. All right, so it's important that you guys follow us. Well, without further ado, we are going to go ahead and close. But before I close, y'all know how I like to get down on Brown Sugar Radio. I always like to end with a motivational quote. And the quote that I'm going to end with tonight is, life gives me 100 reasons to cry, but it's up to me to show life I have 1,000 reasons to smile. All right, so I got to give that up. That was a quote I received from Jennifer Williams from VH1 Basketball Wives. Jennifer, thank you for that quote and sharing it with us on Brown Sugar Radio. All right. Well, you guys be blessed. Have a fantastic and safe Thanksgiving, and we'll see you again on Monday. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. You guys make it a fantastic night. Night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening.
Where it's happening.
The most impressive show.
On Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Sugar Radio.
You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip.
And gossip.
Breathtaking topics.
The latest fashion.
Health and beauty.
And beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm going to take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.